You're listening to the Digital Remodeler Podcast.
In each episode, we explore the latest trends, tools, and strategies for transforming your home remodeling business in the digital age. Join host Carl Willis, a seasoned home services digital marketing consultant, as he interviews industry experts, shares success stories, and provides actionable tips to help you stay ahead of the curve and build a successful and sustainable home remodeling business in today's ever-evolving market. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, this show is the ultimate guide to help you modernize your business and thrive in the digital world.
Today we're going to talk about navigating economic uncertainty and using specialization in your niches to make that happen. This is all going to come from a podcast interview that I did with Russ Glickman from Glickman Design Build in the Washington, D.C. area. And you can go back and listen to that podcast. There'll be a link down below this video as well. So when we talk about economic uncertainty, we can look at the situation we're in right now. Money is no longer cheap. Interest rates are currently around 8%, even up to 9%. I'm in the process of refinancing a commercial property right now, and I think my rate's going to be about 9%. So with money being more expensive, that has slowed down a lot of projects. And so when we talk to Russ has over 40 years experience. So he's been through the tech bubble. He's been through the 2008 housing crisis. He's been through both Gulf Wars and continued to navigate his business forward. And so I gleaned some nuggets out of that interview and wanted to really package them into our conversation today. Also, there's a blog post on this same topic, and I've put that link below the video as well. So when we talk about this idea of getting through economic fluctuations, one of the things we want to understand is that specialists will always do better than generalists. And I want you to think in terms of doctors. Family practitioners may struggle in hard economic times, but specialists will typically stay in demand because they've niched down. They've tightened their focus. There's one thing that they do extremely well. Even here in our agency at Remodeling Marketing Team, there are a lot of industries we could serve, but we have chosen to niche down into the home remodeling industry because we feel like we can provide our best level of service by doing that. And so that's a cue you can also take in your home remodeling business. But here's the real imperative of carving out your niche. You see, competition is fierce. There are a lot of generalists out there, and you all know the pain of people who will do it cheaper than you will and will do inferior work to what you would do. And so part of the way you overcome that battle is you actually remove yourself from that battle. So there's a lot of competition, varied customer needs, and so differentiation is the thing that is going to make you stand out. And specialization literally becomes a lighthouse. It's a beacon in the night to people that you are an expert in this particular area of home remodeling. And so what you do is you are guiding your business towards less explored but highly lucrative areas. One of the things that Russ discussed in our interview is he has become an expert in creating living spaces for those with disabilities. And that came out of his own personal story with his son. And over time, he has developed a reputation for that. That has been one of the things that has carried him through these difficult seasons because the need is always there, but it's not a need that is often explored. And so what's going to happen is it's going to bring in more of a focus. The more you focus, the more clarity you have, And because you have more clarity, you're going to find that your services begin to align with unique segments within the consumer population. And so it's going to be a direct path to your doorstep because you're the only one speaking their language. Now, a couple things that we want to look at here is expand your market research to get better insights. And so move beyond just a basic understanding of what people need, but you've got to take on a multifaceted approach to your research. So you want to look at broader market trends, and then you also want to get down to the microscopic. What are individual consumers doing? And so one of the ways you can do that is to engage with potential customers through surveys, through interviews, to get a better understanding of their specific needs for your services. And then you also want to use advanced analytics to go through that data, predict trends that are coming out, and give yourself a strategic advantage. One of the things that we are putting to use for our clients is we're using AI to analyze the competitive landscape for our clients and help us find those opportunities that we might have overlooked, because the AI can chew through a lot of data a lot quicker than we can. And so that's just an idea of one of the things you can implement to become more proficient at this data gathering process. You also want to identify the needs within the local market, but you want to be very precise in how you do that. And you want to tailor your services to the characteristics of your unique market, whether that be the climate of the market or architectural styles or homeowner preferences. But utilize that detailed demographic data of the area to help you assess what the real needs are in the area, and then uncover those untapped niche markets that you may have not considered or not really ever focused on. And the next thing you want to think about when you're talking about crafting a niche is you want to craft a niche with strategic depth. And I like to call this the blue ocean strategy. One of the reasons here at Remodeling Marketing Team we chose home remodelers is there are over 11,000 home remodeling companies in the United States. We could barely scratch the surface, even if we made a 1% dent into that number. And so you want to craft a niche with strategic depth, blue ocean in front of you, meaning that it's not so limited that you're going to run out of potential customers. And so it's going to take a little time, a little forethought to figure out what that niche with the depth that you need is. And then once you've started to figure that out, what you want to look at is you want to do a comprehensive service and competitor analysis. So utilize the SWOT technique. You're familiar with that. What are those strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to evaluate your current offerings against your competitors? And this can help you uncover things. Again, one of the things we do here with our clients is we actually use AI for that purpose. We'll have AI examine the competitors' offerings and details in comparison to our client, and we'll look for those openings. We'll look for those places where we're weak and we need to maybe enhance what that client is doing. So just some thoughts for you there. Create a sustainable business model. So assess, you know, how viable is this niche long-term? Look at the profitability, the demand, can it be scaled up? And then you also want to look at, you know, what kind of infrastructure is it going to require? Are you going to have to change staffing models? Are there additional, you know, pieces of equipment that you're going to need to fully fulfill that? Do you need to bring a designer on? You know, you have to look at what do you have now and what are you missing now to help you really service that particular niche. And then when we move down further, we want to talk about implementing a specialized service strategy. So when you move to this niche-focused business model, you're going to have to adapt your operations. So your project management is going to be a little different. Your client communications may be a little different. You may have to retrain your staff. You may have to invest in new technology, develop some new workflows, some new SOPs, things like that to fully tackle and dominate this niche category. So as part of that, build a portfolio of specialized projects. So be sure, and we preach this all the time on this channel, you need to be documenting your work. You need to help your potential customers see what it is you do and how well you do it. And you want to do the same thing here. You want to document and showcase a diverse portfolio to show your expertise and your results. Have those before and after photos, client testimonials, and detailed case studies that can provide powerful illustrations of your value and the transformation that you're able to accomplish in a homeowner's property. I want to focus on that case study for a minute too. When you do a case study, really go in depth with that. Make that an interview. Talk about the pain points. Talk about the solutions, how you arrived at that solution, what it took to get you to the completed product. Those case studies are going to be really helpful, and serious buyers will watch case studies. They will take an interest in case studies. They're going to do their homework and their due diligence, and so this is going to be a powerful tool in your arsenal. You also want to enhance your online presence for visibility. You can choose to niche down, but if nobody knows that you've niched down, you're not going to get anywhere. So you've got to optimize your digital presence for those niche-related keywords, those niche-related concerns. You know, regularly publish that content so that you're showing off your knowledge, your expertise, showing off your projects. And then engage with niche-specific communities to build your reputation as an expert. So in the case of, creating those dwelling areas for disabilities, a great place to network is going to be places where they're already dealing with how to make, better quality of life for those who are dealing with their disabilities. So it's pretty simple to figure out where you need to go once you figure out the niche. I can't stress this enough. The more clarity you have about the niche, the easier it is to figure out what your next best step is going to be. And then, of course, the greatest, place to really swing the pendulum in your favor is you can expand your competitive edge simply by being the expert. And so establish deep expertise in your niche. So be very aware of the latest trends, technologies, methodologies within that area of specialization. Start contributing to industry discussions and sharing your own insights so that you can solidify your position as a thought leader. You may want to be blogging. You may want to be creating videos on a regular basis. You may want to be speaking at industry events or associations or charitable associations, depending on what it is you're doing. But people need to see you. You've got to become not just the face with the place, but the face with the topic. And as you build your expertise, what's going to be great is people are going to start inviting you to speak to their audiences. One of the things I love about what I do here is I get asked to speak on a regular basis on podcasts, in people's conferences, in people's workshops, on webinars. That's the kind of exposure you also want in your business. You want people to look to you as the expert. If you want to even take that a step further, publish an ebook. Publish a hard copy book, something that really, there's just something psychologically that takes your expertise to a higher level when you are a published author. And it's not hard today, especially with AI assistance. That's something that can be a real game changer for you, especially if you're trying to specialize. Leverage those, testimonials and case studies. Make sure every time you do work for somebody, they're leaving you a review. They're recording a little snippet for you that is a testimonial. And then, of course, use your successful projects as case studies as well. What was the problem you were solving? How did you arrive at the solution? What did it take to implement the solution? And what does the finished result look like? And then, of course, sustain innovation and growth in your niche. So don't grow stagnant. Don't let your skills be 5 years in the past or 10 years in the past. So innovation and growth are going to be critical for you to continue to be a leader in the niche. And that means you're going to have to explore new technologies, new materials, new practices. You're going to need to be a student. So be in learning mode on a regular basis. And you've got to be learning continuously. So promote that culture of learning within your team. Participate in those industry events, webinars, online courses, so that your team remains knowledgeable and skilled and they can meet the evolving demands of your specialized niche. And then, of course, explore adjacent markets. Where does this niche lead to? What would be complementary? What would be the cross-sell, if you will, that allows you to then have some diversification and further expand your growth? And so this can leverage your existing expertise while still opening up new avenues for revenue and marketing expansion. And to kind of wrap this up, specializing in a remodeling niche is just going to give you a strategic pathway to resilience. You know, that's where we started, that in uncertain economic times, it is your ability to be a specialist that gives you a better chance of not just surviving, but actually thriving, even in crazy economic conditions. And so by understanding market needs, aligning with the internal strengths, and fostering innovation, you're going to get more expertise and recognition, and people are going to begin to look to you as a thought leader. And so this journey of specialization isn't just a strategy, but it is really the power of transformation at work. And again, listen to the podcast episode with Russ Glickman. He's a great example of using this specialization mindset to navigate good times and bad times and to build an amazing, thriving home remodeling business. If we can help you develop the strategy for your business, be sure and schedule a strategy session with us, and we look forward to having you on our next episode.